futures gained some Friday, and wholesale beef prices edged higher. Livestock mandatory reporting is a signature away from being funded for the remainder of the federal government's fiscal year. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmore. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 14th of March. Cattle futures stepped higher Friday, helped along by higher wholesale beef prices, stronger lean hog futures, and moderating feed futures. Live cattle futures closed an average of 50 cents higher Friday, from a dime higher in the back contract to $1.40 higher in spot April. Week to week, they closed an average of $1.17 higher, from 42 cents to $1.80 higher, recovering about half of the previous week's losses. Negotiated cash-fed cattle trade ranged from mostly inactive on very light demand to a standstill through Friday afternoon, with too few transactions to trend, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. For the week, live prices were $2 lower in the Southern Plains and Nebraska at $138 a hundredweight, and $2 to $4 lower in the Western Corn Belt at $138 to $140. Dress prices were $4 to $5 lower in Nebraska at $220 and $3 to $5 lower in the Western Corn Belt at $219 to $222. According to Andrew P. Griffith, agricultural economist at the University of Tennessee, in his weekly market comments, cattle feeders should be experiencing strong profit margins with cattle coming off feed in today's market, but the budget for placing cattle on feed is changing. A month ago, he explains, cattle feeders were faced with strengthening feeder cattle prices and what now seem like relatively low feed prices. However, the sudden increase in feed grain prices resulted in higher feed cost expectations, which has resulted in bidding lower prices for cattle to be placed in the near term. Based on weekly auctions monitored by Cattle Current, calf and feeder cattle prices were mainly lower last week. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of $1.46 higher on Friday. That helped lift them to an average of 63 cents higher week to week, from 7 cents to $1.37 higher, barely denting the average $5.85 decline the previous week. Corn futures closed mostly 1 to 3 cents higher Friday, while soybean futures closed 1 to 10 cents lower through Jan of 23 and then mostly 1 to 3 cents higher. Week to week, corn futures closed almost 8 cents lower through the front three contracts and then an average of 24.2 cents higher in the next three. During the same period, soybean futures closed an average of 26.1 cents higher through the front six contracts. Markets are trying to find where values should be, says Aaron Smith, crop marketing specialist at the University of Tennessee, in his weekly market comments. He explains there continues to be a large amount of uncertainty regarding commodity prices due to the Ukraine-Russia conflict and political responses by external nations. Smith adds, futures markets have been very volatile and are likely to continue to be volatile as traders try to determine value between commodities and across time. Wholesale beef prices showed signs of turning the seasonal corner higher. Choice box beef cutout value is 38 cents higher week to week on Friday at $254.71 a hundredweight. Select was 70 cents higher at $249.11. Estimated total cattle slaughter of 644,000 head last week was 10,000 head fewer than the previous week and 5,000 head fewer than the same week last year. Year-to-date estimated total cattle slaughter of 6.46 million head is just 22,000 head fewer. Estimated year-to-year beef production of 5.42 billion pounds is 8.5 million pounds less year-over-year. Based on recently released USDA monthly retail meat prices for February, Griffith notes retail beef prices remain elevated, with the choice retail price coming in near $7.62 a pound, which is a marginal decline from January, but $1.20 higher than a year earlier. Major U.S. financial indices continued lower Friday, pressured by higher energy prices, lingering uncertainty tied to Russia's war on Ukraine, and declining consumer confidence. The University of Michigan's closely monitored Consumer Sentiment Index declined to 59.7 in March from 62.8 the previous month and from 84.9 a year earlier as consumer incomes lose ground with higher inflation. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 229 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 55 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 286 points. Also on the day, West Texas Intermediate Crude Oil Futures on the CME closed from $3.31 to $3.81 higher in the front six contracts. Potentially, livestock mandatory reporting received yet another reprieve Thursday of last week when the U.S. Senate passed the fiscal year 2022 Omnibus Appropriations Package. The $1.5 trillion bill would fund the U.S. government through the end of its fiscal year, September 30th. The U.S. House of Representatives approved the bill the previous day. So, if President Biden signs the bill, as expected, livestock mandatory reporting will be funded through the end of the government fiscal year. According to the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, the bill also provides funding for, among other things, the electronic logging device exemption for livestock haulers, important EPA regulatory relief, and a cattle contract library pilot program. A cattle contract library, including specifics of the alternative marketing arrangement contracts packers utilize, is viewed by many as a step toward increased market transparency and price discovery. Others believe the fine points of the one outlined in the bill could do more harm than help. According to Juliana Potts, president and CEO of the North American Meat Institute, Congress and the administration say they value transparency in the beef and cattle market, yet they buried this rider without debate in a giant spending bill and direct USDA to create the pilot program without any feedback from beef companies or cattle producers. So, she says, there will be no opportunity for companies to provide valuable perspective on what information should be included or how it should be reported. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 14th of March. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.